And that's where we find ourselves today. Most people have no clue. They just go about like robots, doing their daily tasks, having none whatsoever. And so that's because the propagandist is creating attitudes. It's just like doing slavery, just give you a typical example. It was acceptable that blacks could be enslaved. That was an attitude. I mean, they want to know why you black and white, you ain't in slavery. That's an attitude that was created in a person to get them to think that way. And so then what did it do? It said, okay, then it's justified for us to what? Enslave you. Because you mold our behavior. And then it was okay for the slave to accept that what? That you're one-eighth of a person, and now you can what? Obey master. And he has your best interests at heart. And anyway, if you didn't, you know, obey master, what would you do? And then, you know, I think on some movie, they said, the master said, okay, you're free, go. This lady says, wait a minute, master, what am I supposed to do? Hey, you're free. You no longer have to obey me. Master, come on now. I don't know what else to do. I'm saying, my goodness, man, anything would be better than this statement here. But it molds what? Their behavior. Such that we were so tamed that we did not want to leave master. And so this is what we're talking about. This was just an example of something that's factual that has happened. Now the next question is, how are they molding our behavior since slavery has been, quote unquote, removed? And so that's where miseducation and propaganda comes in. Now this is a video series, a tape that's called The Propaganda Battle. Okay? This is a battle over, as the Bible talks about, if we look in the Bible, the battle is always over what? Our minds. Of what's in our minds, what's put in our minds, and how do we what? Respond to it. And so that's why the Bible talks about by the transforming of our what? Our minds. So if our minds are never transformed, then we can never be what? You'll never, you know, be transformed. So if your mind doesn't move in that direction, your body will never what? Follow. And so that's where the key falls. They said that if we can control, now I don't know how many read the book, The Miseducation of the Negro by Carter G. Woodson. He tells you the whole plan. And right after the Civil War, they went right into effect. Okay, we got to figure out how to enslave in the mind. And it works. And that's where we find ourselves today. Now, some of the tapes that we'll see is going to explain that. Now, okay, so we got that part. Freeze it.
We owe the actual word to the church, to those cardinals.
Okay. Their goal is to inspire what? And what?
Obedience.
From who?
Common.
And that's interesting. Now, the propagation of the faith, what does that mean? You're propagating somebody's faith. The question is, whose faith is it? It's somebody's. So notice it's supposed to create what? Awe. And so they use the Bible to create what? Awe. Yes. Amen. And then they use what? Obedience. And so that's how it has been used. Now notice this. It says that the church, we owe the actual word to the church, to those cardinals in 1622 organized to carry the missionary work. In the name of the congregation for the propagation of the
faith.
What year? 1622.